Steve Dale here, talking about one of my favorite places. That would be the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. He is the curator of mammals and also behavioral husbandry. What is that? We'll find out. Mike Murray, welcome to the program.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you, and I think what I want to ask you about first, because the world wants to know, how's the baby? Pilipi? Is Pilipi? What's the name of this baby?
Pilipi.
Yeah, that's easy to say for you.
Yeah, he is doing wonderful. He is our first lion cub that has been born here at Lincoln Park Zoo in over 20 years, and you know, just last year, we opened up our brand new Pepper Family Wildlife Center, and we welcomed back lions at the same time, and the pride came together quickly, and on March 15th, our female Zari gave birth to Pilipi, and he is a bundle of joy. He is just a thrill to watch, and it's pretty amazing to watch this little cub grow up and form bonds with not only his mother, but the other members of the pride, including his dad, Jabari. So he's about 50 pounds now, and he's doing great.
How old is he?
How old is he? He was born March 15th.
So that would make him about as old, give or take, as our kitten that we now have at home. Our kitten is not 50 pounds, however. That's great to watch. But what's really interesting to me is that when you look at, I'm hearing my echo back for some reason, and it's on our end, Connor. So if you watch a lion cub and watch a kitten, there are so many similarities, aren't there?
Yeah. I mean, they're all in the cat family. They're all in Felidae, and whether it's a kitten or a lion, they all have similar growth development, and the difference is that lions are these very large cats that live on the savannas of Africa. You know, males can get up to 450 pounds, and females are around 300 pounds. And they're the only social cat. There's a few exceptions. Wild cheetahs, sometimes males can come together, but truly the lion is the only one of them that really relies on their social structure for everything that they do, including hunting to raising cubs. And so there's a lot of similarities for sure, especially in the young ones, but what's really important for Pilipi is having these social bonds with the rest of the pride. So I'm sure you're seeing a lot of playful behavior and inquisitive behavior from your kitten at home, which is really similar. There's a couple obvious differences.
Now, you said the pride came together fast.
Yep.
How did you get the pride together? So what you did is you brought in lions from different places?
That's a really good question. So Lincoln Park Zoo, we collaborate with other zoos around the country that are accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. And the species that we have here are all part of a program called the Species Survival Plan. And what that is a group of experts, including myself and other curators at other zoos.
Mm-hmm.
We meet once a year, and we look at the entire population of lions that live in accredited institutions. And we also work with amazing biologists that study their genetics, and they're called population biologists. And so we meet once a year, and we look at the whole population. And our three females are three sisters that came to us from the Riverbank Zoo in South Carolina. And Jabari, our male, came to us from the Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines, Iowa. And so this group of experts, lion experts, they knew that this brand new habitat was opening here in Chicago at Lincoln Park Zoo, and that these three females that were in South Carolina were at the age that they needed to leave their parents, and Jabari the same. They came to us right around the age of three, which is right around the time that lions would leave their mom and dad in the wild to form a new pride. And so they did just as they would, and they came here and they formed a new pride. Last fall is when they were first introduced.
Now, did Jabari do some speed dating in advance? I mean, how did you know they were going to get along and really get along if there's a cub now?
That's a really great question. First of all, looked at, you know, their natural biology. We knew that this is exactly when lions would want to form a new pride and just at this age. And so, but of course, we gauged their behavior. And so we have an off-exhibit indoor habitat for our lions, and there's spaces where they can see and smell each other but not be with each other. And we have 26 remote cameras throughout the lion habitat at Pepper Family Wildlife Center. And so what we would do as biologists, we would watch all of their behavior, most of the time remotely, not even anywhere near them. And we saw Jabari sleeping right next to the females, but still through a barrier. And we said, you know what? After we saw that for a few days, we knew that it was time that all of them really wanted to be together. And that's really what we did, is we watched their behavior and we really went off of them. We let them tell us that it was time.
It sounds like introducing a cat into a household. It's really very, very similar.
A little bit.
So I've several texts here. One writes, it's the lioness that do all the hunting too. ! Apparently very proud of that.
Yes. The females of a pride definitely do a lot of work. The males, the pride is mainly consisted of related females, which is just what we have here at Lincoln Park Zoo, and males will often get out-competed by younger males, and so males don't always stay with the pride very long. But yes, female lions do a lot of the hunting. It's not that males don't, but generally females do the bulk of it.
And sometimes males have to, but when the male is off looking for another group of females.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
yep. You'll
yeah.
find lone males doing just that. Or sometimes you'll also find a group of brothers that have left their pride together, and they have. You'll see like 3 to 4 males sometimes in a pride by themselves for a little bit until they find females.
Yeah, until they find the available hot babes.
Exactly.
But we need to talk about more than lions. What else is going on at the zoo?
You know, I could talk about lions for a long time, but I also want to share with you, we have some really exciting events coming up. One of the big events I want to tell you to help us celebrate lions is we have a movie fest presented by Alamo Drafthouse Cinema on September 16th. And guests can experience Pepper Family Wildlife Center, this new lion habitat like never before, with an epic screening of Disney's classic The Lion King right next to our lions, including Peely Peely, our cub, and Jabari the male, and, of course, our three females. And then Movie Fest will also be screening the 2018 musical Cats for anyone interested. So.
Well, it'll probably be the lions themselves that gets better reviews than that show from what I hear. But that's a whole other story. Anything else happening at the zoo that we should know about?
Absolutely. We have a couple other events more geared towards adults. We have Summer Wine Fest on July 29th.
Yay.
Sip and savor about 50 varieties of wine from different 20 different wineries. And, of course, all while enjoying our summer gardens, our horticulture department here is just incredible, and so you can enjoy this wonderful wine while you're enjoying the beautiful habitats and our lush gardens.
Well, it's a zoo. But you just said it. I mean, that's the thing about most zoos in America. They're not zoos. They're really zoological gardens, and the both go kind of hand in hand, and Lincoln Park is no different. The other thing I love about your wine nights or beer nights, you have those too periodically, is that how do I say this without getting myself in trouble? It is fun to go to the zoo without kids being there.
We are, you know, Lincoln Park Zoo, we are for wildlife and for all. And so we offer different events for different groups of people. And so this is one of those ways that we can offer the zoo in a different way to people. So I agree with you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
One other event that I want to tell you about. It's another adults event. It's Adults Night Out, 90s Block Party on August 18th. It's adults only, 18 plus, so just kind of going off of what you just said. And the zoo's second after-hours event for the summer. And it's a 90s-themed block party style. And, of course, you're still enjoying all the wonderful wildlife and gardens just as you would at Summer Wine Fest.
It's the 1890s. Then Paul Lisnick, my friend, would appreciate it because that would,
it's not that far back. Just about 25, 30 years.
Okay. All right. Mike Murray, thank you so much. Next time we talk, we have to find out what the curator of mammals and behavioral husbandry, what that is. I have a feeling it has something to do with enrichment, which I think is terrific. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.